Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Kathleen Tepley on the line, and she's a founder of Los Angeles Consulting Group, and also Heath Goldman, president and CEO over at Icon Wealth and Legacy Partners. And we are kicking off a new segment for the Los Angeles Consulting Group, which I'm so excited to announce. We're going to be doing monthly episodes. I'm giving you updates on what's going on at LACG, again, Los Angeles Consulting Group, also known as LACG, and really tell you about the events that are coming up, how you can get involved, how you can apply to attend exclusive events and exclusive dinners, and also their really big events like the original mixers that they have going on. And there's one coming up in spring that we're going to be talking about as well. I've been to the original mixer and just saying out loud, hey, you do not want to miss that. I know we'll be at the next one too. But hey, just to get us kicked off, first off, Kathleen, Heath, hey, welcome to the show. I finally got you both on.
Woohoo! Thank you so much for inviting us, Adam. It's exciting. We've seen you in action, and it's always grateful to make sure our communities get to hear about what's happening and what you're doing.
I appreciate it. I'm actually happy that we got on your calendar. You're not exactly easy either. So we got three busy calendars, and we've come to come here to meeting today. I'm excited.
Oh man. So just to get this kicked off, let's again, our first episode together, big deal to me. And I know our audience is going to enjoy this as well. So first off, Kathleen, maybe give us a little bit more about LACG and really the organization as a whole for those that maybe aren't familiar with it.
Well, thank you. It's exciting to actually have this conversation today. LACG has been around for over 25 plus years, and we are a business advisory firm and providing outsourced business development support services to the global community. What we love the most and why it's so exciting for Heath and I to be here with you is we love building and nurturing the global communities. We love to facilitate connections that matter and make an impact. And we love to create the roadmaps for growth. So today we get to talk about the upcoming events that Heath and I and our community has created. And we look forward to including that in the episodes so that people know what we're doing. And we want you to come to some of these events. I think it's really what we're trying to impact.
All right. So, I mean, I've been in this business now for 8 years in media events and just connecting with people in media and doing interviews. And I've been to a lot of events, but when I went to the first mixer that I attended with you and or with myself, the other co-founder, Chirag, we went and we met in person for the first time. We've been talking over Zoom or, you know, phone for a bit. And I was just pleasantly surprised when I seen the audience, when I seen the reception. Many people, when I go to an event, the first thing I'll say is, you know, so how do you know about the event? Or is this your first one attending? And the smiles like, oh no, Kathleen, oh Heath, oh, like, and I'm like, wow, like you can kind of tell the strength of a community based on the leaders, in my opinion, and the response from the people that show up over and over, and also the first time attendees and them saying, no, this is my first one, but I'm going to be back. So that being said, it's a lot of work to put together events like the ones that you both work on. What keeps you in the game? Like, what keeps you doing this? Because it's not an easy thing to do to pull off, not just month after month, but week after week, because you're both busy, as the audience is going to know in a couple minutes when we start going through the calendar. Like, what keeps you both in it?
Heath, you want to start? You want to go first?
Sure. You know, I actually, just like you, Adam, was an attendee at the original mixer many, many years ago. One of our other colleagues, Brian Rabinovitz at Citroen Cooperman, really created that event. And it used to be held at the Hilton Pool Bar. Mm-hmm. And I realized that any event that had 300 trusted professionals, advisors at the event was, one, an event I wanted to get back to, and two, wanted to meet the founder. And after many years of attempting to get on Brian's calendar, I was able to finally do it. And then soon after that is when Brian introduced me to Kathleen and one of her previous business partners and started attending their events. And I'm really excited. I just quickly mentioned this. Kathleen, Brian, and I have come together to form something called Opulence. Opulence, very quickly, is a five-legged stool in no specific order. It's family office, private equity, venture capital, high net worth, and investors. And so we, a lot of our events are different types of events. This one that you're mentioning in the original mixer is bringing all of those legs together, and we're just really excited.
Kathleen, from your end, what keeps you in this?
You know, I think years ago, you know, raising my family and knowing that I wanted to do something with my career that was going to impact the community, but not just our local community, whether you live in California or Minnesota, because I'm originally from Minnesota, but a global community. And what I didn't realize is that by providing this community focus, we could brand and support everyone growing within this ecosystem. So the first piece of the puzzle for me was the give to give mentality, doing events that impact others. And number two, making sure that that's the focus, that word community. We all need a nice community of people that support us in business growth. We need to know many people that it's just one relationship away. So starting this process 25 plus years ago, that was our main philosophy, the give to give mentality. And so as we grew our Rolodex and started creating these impact events, it just started feeding on, you know, you need to know this person, you need to know that person. And these events are a conduit into those that the people within our global space need to meet. So, you know, community impact, giving to give, that's all been our philosophy. And I think those in attendance feel the same way. And you just saw it, Adam. You saw that feeling that people have when you invite them because you truly care and you want them to be there. And that's where they get their own business growth. And it's that contagious factor of really caring about them, kind of like family, your extended family.
I like to try to kind of work in a pay it forward question whenever I can here. And so, you know, talking to some of the, you know, would-be community builders, and that, what I mean by that is I don't judge a community by its size or anything like that. I just mean like people that are going down that path and are being more intentful on building community. And maybe they don't, you know, have all the tools. Like, you're not born with this. When I started out, or I wasn't, I should say, when I started out, I had no clue. And, you know, I had a lot of false starts in that concept of idea. And the other co-founder here, he helped me out because he was further along on that side of things than myself. But what do you think makes a community so sticky? Like, what do you think are some good components that you found just make it work?
I think specifically on my end is people that want to make a difference. If it's all about growing your practice and it's all about producing, that's a great tactic. But when others really feel like they want to make a difference, or they want to pay it forward, they want to make a difference in others' lives, if that's your core focus, business will come to you. When I was raised and my dad said, Kathleen, you got to remember, and he didn't call me Kathleen, it was Kathy Joe. He said, if there's one thing you learn as you go out to this world, it's the golden rule. Do unto others as they do unto you. And that evolved in that give to others, impact others, take the time to make sure you really see someone. I'm a big hugger, and people know me within this global community of I need that hug.
So, I ran up to you. Hold on, I have to pause you. I ran up to you and gave you a hug first. Remember that. And what is the first thing I told you when we met in person? I said, I'm a hugger. Sorry, I hope you are too.
Yes.
That's the first thing I did. And you're like, and
I remember that.
I couldn't help it. That's what I do.
You know, some of us do that. I mean, I remember even Heath when we first met, you know, some of these attorneys that just don't give hugs. And, you know, now they're open to it. They just come and give me that hug.
And now they look for it. That's what happens. They look for it because they get to be addictive. A little bit. Yeah. Heath, I don't know if I ran up to you and gave you a hug. I didn't know. I'm sorry if I didn't. No. I'm getting jealous over there. No.
No, I'm not jealous, but I will tell you, I am too. So, I mean, I'm a hugger too. You know, and I think to Kathleen's point, it's a trust factor. It's understanding that people are in it for the community. The word that Kathleen keeps using, are in it for others. It's not just about themselves. That is very easy to see when somebody is in it only for themselves. And those people get weeded out very quickly. So we are all about givers, and we're all about people trying to help each other and the collective whole.
Fantastic. Well, let's get into the events. And I guess as we tee this up, and I don't know if this works into opulence and you want to kind of break it down that way or how, but before we kind of get into the dates, maybe just give us some of the niches of events, because I know some are only for family offices. I know some are, but you have kind of different niches, if you will. So maybe give us a feel or a flavor for some of the type of events before we go into maybe the specifics, just so the audience can track.
So I'll jump in here and then I want Heath to kind of round it up. Back, you know, starting this, coming to Los Angeles in 1997, there was this amazing PR person called Carl Turzian. And he used to host these amazing tables. And again, it was all about the front and back side of the card. It was all about making a difference together to make a difference. It's what we came up together. And so our community asked us to put on these dinners, lunches, cocktails, and do the same thing. So for years, we've been putting out there what's called the elegant table. Well, guess what? Then came along Brian Rabinowitz and Heath Goldman. So most of these events, it didn't matter, very industry agnostic. But we were only thinking locally, Los Angeles. And then all of a sudden, it was Chicago and New York and Miami and San Francisco. And then all of a sudden, it became global, this global. And that's where we're out are now. And I'll turn it over to Heath, because then Heath and Brian and I sat down and had a conversation, and thus was born Opulence. Heath?
Yeah. And really what happened is that, you know, we started to see that there were certain clients that Kathleen was working with in New York that all of a sudden, you know, one of the principals moved to California. And next thing you know, you've got New York and California, and you can't forget Miami. And and then you meet somebody in Miami that's associated with the organization, and they're like, well, you got to come to London. And that's really how it very quickly, you know, very quickly sprouted. And, you know, we're not, none of our organizations are that large. Now, Citron Cooperman is a much larger organization, but Brian's just one individual there. But, you know, my firm and Kathleen's firm. And so really what this is about, as you've come to realize, it's about, oh, all of a sudden, no, Mission Matters is doing something similar. Could we collaborate with them? And by the way, who else do we know that we could collaborate with? So while Kathleen looks at this and goes, I got 100 events, you know, planned on the calendar, many of them are in collaboration with others and being supported. And that's exactly what you're doing here, Adam, you and Chirag with Mission Matters, is supporting Opulence, LACG, and Icon, and we're greatly appreciative of it.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of that. And by the way, the 100 event thing, some people say that. I mean, again, I've been in this industry for a while now, and people throw numbers around like here and there, like 50 and one, or, oh, we host 30, we do this, we do that. And it's not a contest by any means. Like, that's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm getting at is that, you know, whether it was 50 or 70 or 100 or 90, I'm like, no, but I've been following you guys. I mean, even when we were prepping for this call and we had like, and this is just for everybody listening, this is like a week ago, I had my whole like list of all the events. And I think we added like two or three more just in the last week. And then that's it. That's why I was like, when I was first thinking of the concept of, and when I was producing this show, and I was like, maybe we do like a quarterly update or something like that. But then I'm like, no, we gotta do at least a monthly update, or else who knows what happens by the next quarter. We'll be sitting here for 2 hours listing the events you're doing. So you're active, and the way that you've attracted these partners and individuals to work with, and all the events you've done, the attendees, all of that, like, that's how, when you see behind the scenes on an organization, like what's really going on, you wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't executing value for both your partners and for the people that are showing up to the event. So, all right, without further ado, let's get into some of these events, because I think we kept the audience way long enough. And just so you know, everybody that's listening, we're going to put the link to the events page on the show notes. And of course, we'll leave it. But LosAngelesConsultingGroup.com is pretty straightforward, easy to remember, easy to follow. And many of the events that we're going to be talking about today will be on there for you to check out. And then also the future month events that you can apply to attend. But let's just dive right in. So what do we have on the docket still for the remainder of this month?
So upcoming, we've now got this coming week, a very private, exclusive private dinner going on in New York. It is family office focus. We have one of our partners out of London coming in and hosting this. So we're excited because we've been able to bring in a few of our very exclusive family offices in New York. You can apply to attend, and we will take all applications for those events. Make sure it's curated specifically to the people that are in the audience. And then next week,
sorry to interrupt, that's for single family offices, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Single family offices only, specifically to these two private dinners, one in New York on the 21st and one in LA on the 25th. And the exciting thing about that is it's a way for families to come together and have very intimate conversations where they normally wouldn't have it publicly. Nobody's there pitching. But guess what? We haven't forgotten about the audience. Then on the second day, which is Tuesday, the 26th in Los Angeles, we're hosting a conversations, family office conversations. And that will have at least, you know, 40 people in the room with two amazing speakers. We've got Dr. Lee Hausner, who has been a psychologist to family offices for over 40 years, and Walter O'Brien of Scorpion, who will be speaking on AI. So here are two expert speakers. They're incredible. They've got such a following. And then there'll be some networking before and afterwards. And we're excited to open this up to the Los Angeles community to be able to come and network with people that are evolving in this single family office and multifamily office aspect. So those are three of the events just in the next couple of weeks that we are busy preparing for and curating the people around the table and in the audience.
And speaking of that niche from the family offices, why do family offices typically attend an event like this or like these?
Many times it depends on what type of event, but you know, before COVID, families rarely had opportunities to get together and be educated on some of the pain points or succession planning that they have. Because of multi-generational families, some of the next gen family members, you know, families have been around with a family initiative sometimes 5, 6, 7 generations. Wow. It could be anything from a big organization that you and I and Heath know that they're a household name, but now they've got another generation taking over and the world has changed. So maybe they need something in protection or security or best business practices or resilience, or maybe the families need to understand what to do about their next generation, how to educate them because they've grown up with money, but now they're going out into the world and how do they talk about their family legacy? So the families usually come for connectability, for learning, and also in many cases for the opportunities that these families have. Some of them have multi-residential real estate initiatives or maybe a technology initiative. And that's why our events, if you go to our website, you'll see we have several different events. Again, they're tactics for these family offices, ultra high net worth investors and professionals within this field that can connect with like individuals to get to know them, to learn from them, and to learn from others.
Yeah, that's great. And just to clarify, so there's a dinner coming up. There's a conversation series coming up. I believe Family Office Conversations is another one. I'm just trying to keep, I'm keeping the our first show together. So I'm keeping the verbiage straight for myself and I'll get better at it. I'm learning the platform still.
Yep. So the conversation one on the 26th, it's more open to the community that evolves within this family office space. So we will accept people that are non-family office or family office members. They can apply and we'll hold a few seats for the ecosystem. Sometimes it's an attorney. Sometimes it's somebody that works with a family office. They're not a family member. We'll open the doors. We want them there. But those are, again, some of the very curated strategically for that space.
And I see you also have something coming up and you also do things virtually as well. I see a Crossbeam commercial real estate webinar with the partners over there at Crossbeam. So maybe tell us a little bit about that.
What's exciting about this type of opportunity where it's virtual is many times our real estate investors or even people that want to learn about this initiative, they can't travel to Colorado or if we're hosting an event for them in LA, we also do it in San Francisco, but doing it on a webinar, they'll teach people about this workforce housing issue in a lot of these resort areas where some of our family offices own property up there year round, but when they go up there with their family, maybe for spring break or whatever initiative, maybe over the Christmas holidays or Thanksgiving, a lot of times they can't go out and have pizza or they can't go out and have steak every single night of the week because there's not enough of workforce housing. So this type of initiative gives our family offices an opportunity to learn about one of the real estate funds that's available. And we love having this type of virtual so people can learn on it, not have to be out there in person.
Mm. And then also I saw, and this is another, a new event that was, that I saw that was just added, or Heath was telling me about it, is you have, and I have to make it to one of these. I guarantee, I don't know if I can make to one on the 27th, but I'm going to make it to one of these because I seen the pictures of the last ones and I am so jealous. Like, I'm like, okay, like I happen to be in, you know, downtown LA and it's a little difficult sometimes to get over there at a respectable hour, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so much jealous. It looks so much fun. So I think I got the name right. Wine Wednesdays. Is that like, talk to me about the Wine Wednesdays, because I'm jealous. I saw that last picture and I know it looks like a lot of fun.
Mr. Founder, you want to talk more about Wine Wednesday?
I love talking about Wine Wednesday. As Kathleen mentioned, I was the founder of this event. Palms and Associates, which is a property and casualty firm now in Calabasas, has a beautiful lounge that they've opened up for us. We hand select about 40 to 45 professionals in all areas except property and casualty insurance, because we don't want to step on their toes. Mm-hmm. And each attendee brings a nice bottle of wine to share with their guests. We put the food on the tables and the people in the room. And it's just really what we want to say, it's, we're hoping that it becomes more of a high-end wine tasting networking. It's very informal. People show up in jeans and, you know, in slacks or shorts. Shirts. I mean, it's not suits and ties, and it's just a bunch of professionals sitting around drinking good wines and determining how they can help each other grow their respective businesses.
Mm. And who's typically a good fit to come to an event like Wine Wednesday? Is that have to be family office, or is that like broader? Or?
No, great question. No, that's going to be professionals. So it's going to be bankers and investment bankers and attorneys and CPAs and wealth managers and insurance professionals, you know, just like the people here on this call.
And that's also an application. So on the website, that'll be on there as well. So they basically just click on the apply to get access. Is that my off on that?
Absolutely. And the one thing that's exciting, last event that we had last month in February, is we had someone as far away as Antigua that was attending that event.
Wow.
And this month, we've got two guests coming from London that are going to be attending. And again, they do a lot of events and activity in the United States with us. So not just local, we've got people flying in just to attend our Wine Wednesday events that's been going on.
Was that a jab at me? Because I'm complaining about driving from downtown. Really, Kathleen? Like for the locals in LA, that's what she just did to me. For anybody outside of LA, you don't know. So it's okay. She's like, oh, Adam, we got someone from Antigua.
I'm just helping you here. I'm just helping you here, buddy.
We also have somebody coming in from London. Sorry, you have to brave all the way from downtown to Calabasas. I'm crying.
All good.
Hey, you know the travel. You know what traveling like in this city. I mean, it could take you 3 hours to get from downtown to
London. I think that's a mic drop from Kathleen. Thank you. Well, I can't let either of you off the line before we talk about the main event, so to speak, for the season, which I'm thoroughly looking forward to and would not miss. So the Original Mixer Spring 2024 is coming up. I know I just got my email, might have been last week or something, that open for sponsorship, mm-hmm. for those that it makes sense, for getting tables, for other ways to participate. So maybe just start off with talking to me a little bit about the history of the event for those that maybe haven't attended one.
Heath, you want to start there?
Sure. That's the one that I was kind of mentioning before. That was the impetus was Brian Rabinovitz. He was at Stonefield Josephson as a CPA, mm-hmm. and he started having a mixer at the Beverly Hills Hilton pool party. I mean, the pool mm-hmm. lounge. And now this thing has grown to about 250 to 300 professionals, a similar room that Wine Wednesday would be like. But, you know, it's going to be investment bankers, regular bankers, lenders, attorneys, deal makers. There'll be some family offices there. There's some private equity there. There's venture capital there. But it's not, you know, it's really kind of a mix mm-hmm. of all different types of professionals. We are looking for sponsors. There is, each table will have their own marketing pieces. They'll be pouring wines. Or in my case, my wife's got a gourmet cookie and brownie company. We'll be passing out brownie bites. So it's like Wine Wednesday. It's a very loose networking environment. No ties, you know, no suits, although some people do come in them. But it's really just about getting to know your fellow professionals. And once again, the word Kathleen loves to use, building and reinforcing the community, helping each other in whatever that may mean, grow personally, professionally. And that's really kind of what the original Mixer is. And it's always a fun event, as you very well know.
Yeah. Talk to me about maybe some of the programming, what the attendees can expect, and also location, of course.
Sure. So with the original Mixer, one of the fun things, it's been around for 20 years. So we've been able to kind of craft it and create this. Brian.
By the way, if we just think about the length of time there, like businesses that make it past 10 years, not too many, but for an event that makes it past 20, like you guys are like that's amazing. Go ahead, please.
It's a great platform for people to share their message, to brand their business. We get about 20 to 25 exhibit tables. You can sponsor to host a table. The one thing that we're changing this time is there is going to be an opt-in opportunity. So for those that are attending, that list will be available to everyone that either attends or sponsors this event. And then what we tried a couple events ago in October, we create a very intimate, exclusive reception for family offices and investors from 4 to 5:30. Our platinum sponsor, whoever decides to be a platinum sponsor, will also be highlighted at that event at the Lux on Sunset. And they will be highlighted and get to attend that closed event. And then from 6 to 9 p.m. is the original Mixer event itself. And it's so great because we've had up to 535 attendees and down to 200 attendees. And the value proposition is we've done hundreds of thousands of dollars of business in that room over the years. People fly in from New York. They fly in from Arizona. They come from everywhere because we do it 3 times a year. And people get to meet each other. And every year they're going, I haven't seen you in 5 years at the last original Mixer I attended.
Yeah. And the venue is beautiful. Like for the locals in LA I've been to the Lux maybe once, like maybe 7 years ago or something like that. And you put it back on my radar and I'm like, oh, wow, I got to get a room here. That's kind of, it's just a nice little, it almost feels like you're in a little retreat or an oasis in the middle of the West Side and you're, without even knowing it. And when you drive by, you kind of don't know it's there unless you know it's there. But talk about the venue because it's beautiful and it's easy in and out, valet. Like talk a little bit about that.
I think what's going to be exciting for me is the upcoming one on May 23rd is a lot of times in LA, you never know if we can use the outdoor patio with the twinkle lights and having a glass of wine with the stand-up tables. You've got people in the ballroom going around and meeting everyone and getting glasses of tastings of wines at the tables or sake or tequila. But what's fun about it is the ambience, the intimacy of people that are there, and you really feel it. You feel that camaraderie, you feel family. And then a lot of people go and have dinner afterwards. If they're staying at the hotel, they're doing meetings at the hotel the day of. It's just so beautiful. We're so grateful to have this within our community as a local location right off of the 405. So it's easy if you're coming from the valley, you can get right off at the Sunset exit or entrance. And then also if you're heading back to the West Side, you can, you know, Santa Monica or even Long Beach, so easy right off the freeway there. So we're very grateful to have had the relationship with them, you know, for the last 17 years.
Wow.
And again, same thing, we just keep perfecting it every time. So we hope to see them there on May 23rd. Love to have them. Anyone that wants to be a sponsor, we're open. We've got a few tables left and would love to support them. The final piece of this is anybody that hosts a table as a sponsor will get table strategy. We'll make sure that we talk them through what's best, how to position themselves, and then they get access. They're on the original Mixer website. We do social media for them. And then the follow-up and follow-through would be that opt-in list.
Amazing. Well, I have to say, Kathleen, Heath, so much fun to have had you on the show today. Our first, well, I'm looking forward to our April episode already, but for today, a lot for people to follow up, whether they're in the family office niche, whether they're looking at that webinar for commercial real estate, or whether they're looking at the Whiskey Wednesday, or the big one, I like to say, the original mixer. How do people follow up? How do they learn more?
So if you're interested, just go to www.losangelesconsultinggroup to see our upcoming events. And also, if you want to talk through which event is right for you, that's the most important piece. Feel free to reach out to either Heath or I. My email is listed on the website, and Heath.
Mine is www.iconwlp.com.
Fantastic. And we'll put the links to the website and Heath's other website as well, so that we can make sure that people can apply, get tickets, and figure out what's going to make the most sense. But I'll tell you, I'm excited for the upcoming events. I'm excited to go to them. I'm excited for sure for the original mixer. And for the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, hey, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share, you know, their mission, the reason behind their mission. Why do they do what they do? Like, what makes them tick? If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up in the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Heath, Kathleen, thank you again so much. Looking forward. Can't wait to the next one.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Great to be here.